Hi, I'm Annette Rubery from the Knowledge Centre, and today I'm talking to Dave Webber, who's a doctoral candidate in politics and international studies at Warwick. Hello, David.
Hi, Annette.
Perhaps you could just start by telling us a little bit about your research project.
Yeah, my research project, essentially it talks to two different audiences, really. Primarily it talks to an international development audience, but it also talks to a British politics audience. Mm-hmm. And these two audiences rarely speak to each other, and it's that gap really that I want to try and fill. I want to show how international development policy was formed by the New Labour government, and in that I want to talk about sort of the various constituencies, those policy constituencies mm-hmm. that exist, and how they influence policy. But I think the main sort of thrust of my research focuses on the political economy of policy making. My main claim in my research addresses how New Labour's domestic political economy, so themes that it's constructed for a domestic audience, were transposed or exported, if you like, into the realm of international development. Mm-hmm. And to do that, I draw on three case studies, looking at HIV and AIDS and New Labour's commitment to increase access to antiretroviral drugs. Overseas development aid, so I look at the Treasury's proposals for an international finance facility. And thirdly, the efforts that the New Labour government made to relieve the debt of some of the world's poorest countries. So it's developing the ideas of the Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative right through up to the Multilateral Debt Relief Initiative that the government put on the table at the G8 Summit in Gleneagles mm-hmm. in 2005.
Excellent. And what interested you in this area initially? How did you get to study this?
I don't know. I guess a variety of things, really. For the past, since I was a second year undergrad, a long, long time ago now, it was really around about the time of the Jubilee campaign at the turn of the millennium. And that really sort of gripped me, really. Mm. And at the time, I was doing a business degree. Mm-hmm. And I sort of just really became interested in sort of the political economy. So the interaction between states, markets, non-state actors, mm-hmm. and how this sort of fed into the policy process, really. So my research really draws on sort of issues such as business, the role of business within the development process, that's sort of the relationship in particular between the pharmaceutical industry and the New Labour government. So as well as looking at debt relief as well, and just how all these different sort of areas have come to form development policy. So it's an array really of different influences and mm-hmm. that have sort of shaped my research really.
I was interested to see that you did a bit of work in Parliament, and I wondered how that, whether you'd say something about that and how that's influenced your research.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of always had the idea that the academic research should have a purpose. It should be grounded in reality. I've always sort of sought to try and have some sort of practical implication for my research, whether that's sort of conference papers, whether that's sort of working papers or even the thesis itself. And that really gave me a big insight into how policy worked, getting to meet sort of and working alongside mm-hmm. Actors, political actors involved in the policy process, meeting government ministers, MPs, peers, working on the sort of select committees, all party parliamentary groups. These are the sort of unseen actors, I guess, who do an awful lot of work. They interrogate, they cross-examine government officials. And that gave me a huge insight, really, into sort of the different processes at work. Mm. And I just found the whole experience, the whole place itself, has just got something of a buzz about it. And I really thoroughly enjoyed working there. In amidst all that, the way that these different actors sort of interact with each other, just combine and just sort of work together to form policy is just really fascinating, I think.
I was really interested to ask a bit about your research methods. I know you mentioned that you're doing these case studies, but can I just delve a bit more into that and ask
a
bit more about that?
Essentially, my research methods are very much empirically driven. A lot of stuff has been talked about New Labour, and a lot of assumptions are drawn from New Labour. But what I've sort of tried to do is actually get back to borrow John Major's phrase, I guess, get back to basics in a sense. And so, well, what are the major policymakers, the policy officials actually saying? Why did they say certain things at certain times? And so as a result of that, I used techniques that I developed while I was working in Parliament to essentially harvest thousands upon thousands of policy statements, whether that's white papers, mm-hmm. questions in Parliament, evidence given in select committees, all these different sort of statements related to the development process. And that's given me masses and masses of paperwork, which I will offset. I think that's really what the driving force behind my research is. Using that as a basis, use a broadly discourse-based analysis mm-hmm. of these different statements. And from that, that's what my analysis is based on. In terms of talking about New Labour, I take seriously what the claims mm. that New Labour ministers made. And I think that gives my research a little bit more credibility rather than sort of, you know, the broad characterisations that we've seen mm-hmm. of New Labour in the past. What I hope to provide is a much more nuanced characterisation mm. of New Labour mm. And its political economy.
Excellent. I just wanted to ask as well how you see your research fitting into your discipline really as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the sort of two audiences that I intend to speak to, the sort of the British politics on the one hand, the international development on the other, I guess the international political economy audience, which sort of can traverse both sets, mm-hmm. It fits nicely within that gap there. And really, I think my research takes on existing debates about New Labour itself, but existing debates about how international development policy is formed. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot has been written about New Labour's international development policies, but not about how policy, New Labour's international development policy has been formed itself. Mm. And I think that gives my work a little bit more of an originality. And it, hopefully from that, that'll develop future avenues of research.
How do you see your research developing in the future?
Well, I think what I've certainly found over the last few years is that this is a model that can be pretty much applied to any government, in a sense. Well, I think there's certainly scope for people to go out and try this and say, well, you know, what are government officials saying? What is the relationship between what they're saying at home and what are they saying abroad? So two different spheres of governance and two different spheres of political economy. How do governments talk to and talk about these different audiences? So my future research, my immediate postdoctoral research will hopefully entail turning my PhD into a monograph. But I also hope to take this on and say, well, how about the coalition government? How about the Conservative Lib Dem coalition? How does what it's doing at home bear on its international development commitments abroad? I think that will raise some really interesting questions, sort of mapping out sort of the differences in approach beyond just providing a critical assessment, I guess, of policies, which I think are vitally important. Mm. It's really important to get a hold of the character of political economy, of different governments. And I think that's my research, in a sense, provides a template for others to, or even myself, to pursue that in the future.
Very interesting. Well, thank you. I think that's all we've got time for. So I just want to say thank you very much, Dave,
for
joining us. Do come back and see what we're up to on the Knowledge Centre, as we'll be updating the site regularly with the latest research and learning materials.